A lot of pomp and ceremony in Paris this past weekend for Bastille Day, when France celebrates its red, white, and blue. A regiment of cavalry trots past the presidential reviewing stand as part of the Grand Parade, a reminder of the days of horse and musket when France was one of the world's greatest powers. But while most eyes were on the historical parades and fireworks, French President Emmanuel Macron made an announcement about the future.
Un grand commandement de l'espace sera créé en septembre prochain.
France is setting up a space force. Hereafter, the French Air Force will be known as the Space and Air Force. Chris Daugherty has extensive experience working on U.S. strategy at the Pentagon and, in fact, helped write the U.S. National Defense Strategy of 2018. He's now a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security. So why is space important to the militaries of the world in 2019, Chris?
Space is critical for every aspect of military operations, everything from communications to shared position, navigation, and timing, what we use GPS for on our phones, imaging, reconnaissance, and things as banal as weather, which the United States military relies on to understand weather patterns, much like we do in our everyday lives.
So space defense implies a potential for combat. What would combat in space look like?
Combat in space could look like a number of things. I think it really depends on the scenario that you're thinking about. I actually tend to think that combat in space is likely to be largely non-kinetic. And what I mean by that is it's likely to use things like electromagnetic interference, what we call in the military electronic warfare or jamming, or use of lasers to dazzle sensors or even potentially burn them out. I think it's increasingly unlikely or hopeful, at least on my part, that people would use what we call kinetic weapons, that is to say, missiles to shoot other satellites out of space, in large part because of the danger of creating a lot of orbital debris and the repercussions of that.
I mean, still, you're a former Army Ranger yourself, so how sci-fi does this whole potential space force seem to you?
It actually seems eminently reasonable given the evolution of space technologies. A lot of people talk about the weaponization of space and how we haven't really seen it yet, and I would argue that's a bit of a short-sighted way of thinking about it. Space got weaponized the instant we put satellites into orbit to do things like look over the Soviet Union or communicate around the world. As soon as a military uses a domain or an area for something that is critical to our operations, you're inherently weaponizing it because the adversary or potential adversary is going to look at ways to take that away from you. What we haven't yet seen is combat between two spacefaring nations. But I think the worry on behalf of the United States, who's also standing up a Space Corps, and the French, who are now doing this, is that as more and more states get into space and become spacefaring nations, the likelihood of conflict and combat in space is going to go up. And at the same time, the amount that we rely on space, I was reading an article, and they said they estimated about 10 times a day every person in France interacts with a satellite. And I think that's probably only going to go up as we see more and more satellites in orbit. So the thinking is you have to have some sort of means to defend these assets. And I don't think that's sci-fi at all. I think that's here today.
I get why Washington, as a superpower, sees this as part of American military might. Why would a mid-sized nation like France need a space force?
I think what you're seeing is sort of a broader trend of what one might call the democratization of space as it becomes cheaper and more affordable for a wide range of states and even commercial entities to access space through things like SpaceX and Blue Origin and all these other firms that are coming with new launch technologies and also changing in space technology itself as satellites get smaller and more capable, even sort of at the low end. But for a country like France, I think, which has long seen itself as having a strategic imperative toward being part of NATO and being allied with the United States, but also having this Gaullist tradition of sort of strategic autonomy from the United States, I think they see a great deal of value in being the leader among a European space consortium, if you will, particularly in both commercial and in the defense realm, that allows them a degree of autonomy in how they operate in space, not relying wholly on the United States to do space defense for them.
Chris Daugherty, former Pentagon strategist, now a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security. Chris, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.